Welcome to this episode of the Joe Home Buyer Success Profiles podcast. Today, we're privileged to talk with Mark Gabriel, who's located in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He joined the Joe Home Buyer franchise at the end of 2023, and it's an absolute honor to have him on the podcast today. So, Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be here. I'm really excited about it.
Well, tell us about your background. What did you do prior to becoming affiliated with Joe Home Buyer? And maybe we could even talk about how you got into wholesaling originally as well.
Yeah, so originally from Michigan, construction background. My wife and I just, you know, I always say it's because of her that we got into it, because she always said we should flip houses. And I always said no, because I didn't want to have all the time commitment and everything. So I came home from work roofing one day and she had tore a wall out and said, "Guess we're flipping the house now." And I said, "Yeah, I guess we are, huh?" So yeah, we got started flipping houses where we'd move into them, you know, buy them on our own conventional mortgage, save money up, fix them as we lived in it, you know, and we thought we were doing pretty good, you know, making a decent check. And then I realized, okay, that took me 2 years. Let's do math breakdown, because Jerry Norton, a mentor of mine, had said, you know, do the math on that. If you're flipping a house you're living in one every 2 years, you might as well get a part-time minimum wage job after work and you'd make more than that. So I was like, oh, come on, I just made a $40,000 check. Let me do the math. And I did the math and I was like, okay, I just flipped a house. It took me 2 years working almost every day after work. And he's right. Like, I could have just went and been a greeter at Walmart for part-time and made more money than I was flipping. So we figured we had to find a better way to do it. Scoured the internet. I started listening to Cody and Brent Daniels a long time ago when they started their wholesaling podcast. So that was my first exposure to it. And then, you know, 5 years after that, on and off wholesaling, paying for cold callers myself, using Podio, no real systems in place. You know, I do a deal here and there and it was fine, but I just suffered a scalability problem. So that's kind of what led me up to my pre-Joe years. And those were kind of some of the struggles I'd face, you know, bad data, cheap cold callers, no real process for things, and then just kind of here and there do a deal this month, a couple months go by, do another one. I'd get some good deals, but it was just like, you know, part-time side hustle.
That's great. So how did you find out about Joe Home Buyer then? You heard about Mark, I guess you heard about Cody, but how did you hear about Mark and Cody, what they were doing with Joe Home Buyer?
Yeah, so I had been familiar with Cody for a long time, just through various podcasts and things like that. And then Jerry Norton, one of my friends, also my mentor, had sent me a text being like, "Hey, Cody Hoffman and Mark Stubler are doing franchises. This is what they're doing. Would you be interested in picking one up and we operate it?" And I said, "Yeah, dude, 100%. Like, let's get into it." So that was fall prior, so 2023, when Jerry and I picked up the franchise here in Tulsa, and we've been just running with it ever since.
So how did you get from Michigan down to Tulsa? Was that something you did when you started the franchise, or did you already go down to Tulsa at the point you joined, started the franchise?
No, we were already here. My wife was originally from this part of the country, and it was just too cold in Michigan for her, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, we'll talk about what attracted you to Joe Home Buyer. Obviously, you started looking at what Joe Home Buyer was about. You saw the people affiliated with what they're doing. And what was it ultimately that made you decide this is the right thing for me to do?
Yeah, for me, I'm a systems guy. You know, I'm a processes. I like workflows. I like having that consistency, that structure. So that was the main thing that attracted me about it. I love the CRM setup. I love that the marketing companies are vetted. So that way I don't have to worry about, you know, building out all these processes and everything. You know, we just acquire it and then we have our box to play and we can play with it. You know, and I get people ask me like, why do you want to use their CRM? Why don't you just build their own? And I'm like, listen, I'm going to spend the next 5 years mastering something and it's not worth it, because I can just, because of this, I can double down on what I'm already good at, as opposed to having to spend 5 years learning an entirely new skill set. So that's what I find empowering about it, is that I can, you know, the box is there, I play in the box and I have everything set up, all the workflow for everything, you know, because I used to run things off of the old school traditional warm, hot, cold, and there's just no good follow-up parameters I could set with it. So that was really what attracted me about it, was the system, the ethics of how we practice things. And I feel like, honestly, it gave me a lot more freedom to operate, having things like that I didn't have to worry about.
And now that you've been in the franchise for a little bit, what, about a year and a half or so, not quite a year and a half, but what have you noticed about the people you've been associating with and the other people that are part of Joe Home Buyer?
Well, I come from a high expectations commercial construction management company. That's where I was at before. I was the director over an eight-figure commercial construction company, and the environment was just like rule by edict, negative consequences if you didn't do what they wanted, constantly emotionally assaulting people. You know, they didn't want you to think for yourself. And then I show up at things like the Joe Home Buyer events and the conference, and I'm almost like suspicious. I'm like, I haven't had so many people encourage me so much in my entire life. Like, what's going on here? So that almost took some getting used to, if I'm being honest, just because my paradigm hit was so, you know, my expectations for how a business setting should work were just kind of like really negative. So just like constantly being reminded and empowered and encouraged and stuff like that. It's been a huge mindset shift for me.
That's great. Well, let's just talk about, you primarily focus on wholesaling, right? Do you do flips too, or have you got any rentals since you started the franchise, or talk about what you've done to do as you've started the business now?
Mostly what we've done is just purchase and sold, which, you know, I don't really do a whole bunch of assignment of contracts. I double close. So we actually do purchase everything. So that way, if I tell somebody I'm buying something, I'm actually buying it, and I can stick to my word on that. I have a couple flips that we're kicking off. A couple of those are novation flips. One of those is just the traditional hard money flip. Rentals, more power to everybody that likes them. I just can't handle the brain damage, if I'm being honest. I like that quick transaction, you know, get in, do my thing, get out, move on to the next one, which it's not to say I would never do that, but primarily I like to focus on transactional business.
Sure. You mentioned how much systems are important to you. What have you found about using the Joe Home Buyer systems to help you scale your business better up to this point?
One of the things that sticks out to me the most is when I don't know if I was with Mark Stubler in Utah or if I was on a call with him and we were reviewing Salesforce and getting everything kicked off with our CRM and whatnot. And he ran me through the LOAC and how it works and how you can use that to interpret issues with your own personal system just by reviewing the data. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, how much have I been missing out on? How many deals have I not got because I'm not paying attention to this information? And it was that change, like I said, from your traditional warm, hot, cold to actually having workflow. You know, the way things just, you have very simple tasks you need to accomplish to move each one to the next step. And you follow the data. You follow the numbers, and you know a certain percentage of those will move right down the line. So, like I said, it just blew my mind that I was just going to have this freedom to operate, and it made the business predictable and super scalable. Also,
what does your team look like today? How many people do you have on your team currently, and what does that look like? Maybe you can talk about what an average day looks like for you too.
I'm mostly a one-man show. I have a VA that we use. All he does is just lead, manage, and follow up. He's not the first touch for new leads that come in. He's just for follow up on old leads, ones that would be considered dead. And he's actually brought a couple back that have been, you know, dead, where I was like, whoa, I forgot about that guy. And he drags him up. But other than that, I solo operate. We'll be looking to expand this year because my deal flow has just been crazy because wholesalers in this part of the country they're wholesaling like they did 10 years ago. You know, it's just, they're way behind the time. So I have a huge advantage with these systems like you and I have been discussing that really give me a leg up. So my average day is I wake up 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'll get, you know, an hour or so of exercising with my morning prayers and things like that. And if we have, you know, training calls, we'll be on things. I'll make sure to be on those. And then other than that, I'm running to appointments. I'm doing dispo. I'm on the phones. It's right now being a one-man operator, it's pretty busy.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you talking about the support that Joe Home Buyer offers and the training that they do. Talk about that a little bit, your initial experience with the training that you provided. You talked about that briefly with Mark. But what was that like to come out to Utah and have that in-person training, and then also just the ongoing follow-up training you've had from Joe Home Buyer? How's it been helpful for you specifically?
basically what it taught me was, like I said, I figured that I knew how to wholesale. You know, I knew the process. I knew get a contract, go to the title company, have your pictures, market it. And I was like, well, that makes it a business now. And I realized that there's so much more to it. My expectations on what that looked like were shattered when I went there because I understood how much money I was leaving on the table with certain deals. Just the way things are to be structured properly, you know, and then very, very simple things, just like sales tactics. Cause you know, they divided the training up into multiple days. The first couple of days I think were business. And then after that, they went to acquisitions and, you know, dispositions. And I couldn't believe it. I was just like, how much have I been missing? You know? So I'm going to go back too. Don't tell Mark this. I haven't told him yet. I might go back this fall just to sit in on one, just because I was like, I want to get like an annual refresher on all this because it was just valuable information. There's basically like a curriculum, a very easy to understand curriculum. I wasn't a big academic, so I had a hard time following along with curriculums. With this one, it was very easy. It was very concise. It had very specific information on things I wanted to know, which made it even easier to stick to it. And yeah, it just, like I said, opened my eyes to so many different things I hadn't even realized.
That's awesome. Well, what do you think is the biggest mistake you made prior to joining Joe Homebuyer that you could share with other people that would be helpful for listening to this about why being a part of Joe Homebuyer helps you anticipate and plan for different things that sellers might do and also that cash buyers might do as you go through this whole process?
One thing that really I left a lot of money on the table was with my dispositions negotiating. I would, you know, typically, it almost felt like begging cash buyers, if that makes sense. And I joke about it, saying at the training, they put me through a brainwashing session of highest and best, which they did a really good job with that. The way they'd have multiple people in the office texting you, just the rude things that cash buyers would say, you know, like, well, if you don't just sell it to me, I'm never buying a deal from you again. I'm not doing this bidding stuff. And then like teaching me to stick to my guns on that. Cause who knows, you know, I've got 17 properties already this year. If I walk away from another fat $5,000 fee on each one, that's a lot. So that is one really specific thing that's making me a lot more money, just having gone through that section of the training.
Sure. Well, I think that's such an important thing too, that Joe Homebuyer teaches about how you can really help kind of create an auction format and a lot of excitement around a property too. Whereas a lot of people who are in this business initially, they may not have that many cash buyers on the list, and Joe Homebuyer really encourages you to go out there and get more cash buyers, find them, develop relationships with them. So when you start auctioning off the properties, it allows you to make more money in the assignment fee as well, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, very cool. Well, what do you think, how do you and Jerry work together? Talk about Jerry. For those who maybe not are familiar with Jerry Norton, how do you and Jerry work together as you've been building your business?
So Jerry and I work pretty closely together. Our relationship is basically he funds our marketing cost and then I do full operations on the business. So I pretty much tell him, hey, we need to pivot here. We need to make a change here. And then we have our partnership over the franchise and our contract agreement and everything like that. So I have free ability to operate, and I just tell him what I need and he makes sure I get it.
That's awesome. Well, and you started training with him or learning from him, I guess you said, or how long have you known Jerry before you guys started this partnership together?
Oh, I met Jerry I knew of him probably since 2019. The first time I met him was probably 21. I went through his fast track program, cause he does his coaching and mentoring, and I went through his fast track. And I guess when he was looking to pick up some franchises and looking for partners on it, my name came to mind because a lot of people get into real estate and not a lot of people have the grit to stick it out. And so it was, you know, 2-3 years later, I was still in the business, still transacting and, you know, getting bigger and bigger, you know, despite all my struggles, you know, that I had to deal with lack of systems and proper lead management, et cetera. So, I've known him, you know, definitely a few years.
Let's talk about the training, the ongoing support you get from Joe Homebuyer a little bit too. So they have multiple training sessions every week. They have a mastermind group you can be a part of. They have acquisition training, disposition trainings they do, and support calls you have for that. There's a leadership meeting every Thursday morning where they talk about a book. It's like right now, reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. But talk about that ongoing support and how that helps you and benefits your business as you start to scale it and grow it more.
Yeah, I'm going to show you this. I kept this. These are some notes I took from my meeting yesterday. I filled this thing up. Yeah, we are going over. It was an acquisitions meeting, and the information that I was getting from it, people pay tens of thousands of dollars for information like this. And it's unbelievably high level sales tactics and training. And I just hop on a Zoom call and get it, you know, once a week if I want it. I can get it twice a week because they have multiple sessions. So this one, we are going over psychological triggers, questions to stay away from, going through a discovery process with motivation, things like that. Just good questions you can ask somebody to where they can retain control of the information, and you can build an environment where you and the seller are working on a team as opposed to playing against each other. And every time I get on one of these calls, I'm writing notes, and I just can't believe I get access to all this information. I have other people in the business here be like, well, why don't you just do that by yourself? Why do you need to buy a franchise to do it? I'm like, guys, you don't understand. Like, we have 80 or so of the best wholesale operations and real estate operations in the country, and they're able to pull data from all of these different operations. And then you're also masterminding with 80 other high-level business owners whenever you want, you know, and they have us broken down into groups by where we're at, you know, in the nation. You know, I'm in Central Group being in Oklahoma, and Brett Stewart runs our Central Group meetings. And it's just literally high-level training and tactics weekly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that specifically because a lot of people who are listening to this may be already existing business owners in the real estate space or wholesaling or flipping properties. What advice would you give them about what maybe you thought before about a franchise and why joining a franchise has been so valuable for your growth? Well, maybe another way to ask that question is could you have grown or scaled the operation to the point you are now without Joe Home Buyer?
Yeah, it would have taken me a lot longer. It would have taken me a lot longer because I get to rely on the knowledge and information from dozens of people who are ahead of me. You know, there's people out there doing, you know, seven figures two times over. And I get on meetings with people like this, you know. It's just, it's, could I have done it? Probably. How long would it have taken me? Years. And then all the investments and to training and things like that, that I just get, you know, on a semi-daily basis, essentially.
Yeah, I love that. I think with starting a franchise is like starting your game on third base already. It's a lot easier to score a run or be successful when you have to figure out, because a lot of people, it's hard to get on first base because they don't even know how to get their first deal. They struggle to really learn what the tactics are. And then you can start off where you already know where you're at, what you're doing, you know what to do, how to do it. It just makes a massive difference for the scaling and the speed at which you're going to accomplish your goals in the operation. So I really appreciate you sharing that from your perspective.
Yeah, and
as well.
I got to first base in my wholesaling operation without being on Joe, but it wasn't because I hit the ball, it's because the pitcher walked me. Like, you know, I didn't have anything set up to where I had a formal sales process or anything like that. So it was kind of like more or less like you'd get lucky every once in a while. So I didn't even hit the ball. I just got walked and got to first base, didn't know how to get to second.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, is when you get stuck, a lot of people cancel deals because they just don't know what to do next. And with Joe, you can call up on your coach, or you can call up and be on these calls and ask questions about your deals, and people with a lot more experience will help you out through that. That's a pretty amazing thing too about the collaboration of how Joe Home Buyer franchisees work together. I'd love to hear your perspective on that, about how you've seen that, the collaboration. You've talked about Brett Stewart and the Central Group. Talk about that briefly, just how that association with other franchisees in your Central Group has helped see the power of collaboration through what Joe Home Buyer does.
Yeah, so in our Central Group, they obviously, as we're discussing, they break the franchises down, franchisees into groups based on where you're located. And us being in Central Group, Brett Stewart out of Abilene, Texas, is our group leader. And I honestly love this. I love this concept because I'm asking questions of people that are operating in similar Midwest markets to me. You know, some questions I have for somebody that works in, you know, San Bernardino, California, things might not work the same in Sleepy Tulsa as they do in Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? So I get to rely on other people above, at, and even a few below, you know, that I get to help also where they're in similar markets, similar demographics, the same things work, and we're able to collaborate, bounce ideas off of each other, ask people about different marketing strategy tactics and things along those lines. And like I said, somebody doing that in New Jersey might not run into the same stuff I'm running into in Oklahoma. Maybe cold calling works there, but there's, you know, backwoods people here in Oklahoma that don't want to get a cold call, you know? So I get to ask people that have very similar experiences in their markets that I get here. And it's been extremely valuable so far.
That's awesome. I want to talk briefly about the service mindset that Joe Homebuyer has about serving the sellers and really trying to find out how to help them through the challenges they're experiencing. Most people who need to sell their home quickly didn't plan on being there. They don't know what to do. What have you noticed about the Joe way, about serving people, figuring out how to help them, and how that sets you apart from your competitors who are trying to just see how much money they can make on a deal, for example?
Yeah. And in an exercise in vulnerability, I'll explain. I'm not that I was cynical, but I kind of had the mindset that you're saying our competitors have, which is, I was like, yeah, this is all great, but I'm here to make money. You know, like, this, like, skip over this, skip over the fluff. I'm not worried about the character involved in this. And I had a conversation with Mark Stubbler at conference, specifically telling you exactly what I'm saying here and how I'm bought in. Like, I get it now, you know, because I've this year I made a very conscious decision to try to implement, you know, the character and the way that we all try to espouse and our business ethics and everything. And even collaboration with other investors, just, you know, being willing to help, you know, just being of service, not just to the sellers, but to other people that I work with in my market. And just the return I'm getting on that in the first 3 months of the year, like I said, I don't understand what's happening. It just, people trust me, I think, you know, and they know I'm here to work with them. And then even the notes I took here from the sales meeting or the acquisitions meeting we had yesterday, the whole thing is how to not create opposition between you and a seller, but find out how you can help them. And then you're working on the same team with them. And who wouldn't want to work with somebody like that if you were in a distressed situation? So just the return I'm getting just in the first 3 months of the year, like making a very focused effort to specifically espouse these ethics, it's been a game changer so far.
That's awesome. Can you share a specific story about a seller you worked with who was really happy that you got down and served them and helped them, and what happened as a result of that?
Yeah, there's one I did recently. It was a really cheap condo in not the greatest part of town. And the seller had power of attorney for her sister, who is mentally disabled at this point. And the HOA had a bunch of backed up HOA fees on it because it had caught fire and they weren't living in it. So they weren't paying their HOA fees and they were just going to lose it. And we were able to come in, create an environment where we were able to work on the same team as them, collaborate, finding out what we had to do to get information from the HOA. Because let's be honest, condo HOAs are not always the best communicators. And we had to work with them to find out what their payoffs were, so that way we could come up with a price that would get them what they needed to do to move on to a better moving situation. Because people have financial needs when they're leaving the place or they have to find a new one. So because of the way we're able to collaborate with our seller, create a team environment, and then basically both of us work on a team against the HOA as opposed to buyer working against seller, we are able to, you know, find out what specifically their needs were. That way we could meet them, and then we're able to get the deal as a consequence.
That's awesome. Such a great story about the power of just serving people and finding out where they're at. And most people don't really think about them being in the situation. And when you come at it from their perspective, they're much more grateful and they appreciate it. And a lot of times you get a better deal too, because you're just working on how to figure out the right way to solve the problems they have. It's not always about price. It's about, here's my problem right now and I need help with this. And if you can collaborate with them and help them with that, it makes a massive difference. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And the line of questions, because when we get on our meetings and we're reviewing different questions to ask, we can really find ways to uncover what these people need from us, you know. And if you can provide that service, then that's what you're using to bring value to the marketplace in real estate.
Absolutely. Let's talk about marketing a little bit. What have you found is the best way for you to find sellers in your markets? And what have you learned from the Joe Homebuyer way that's helped you get better at refining your marketing process?
Yeah, so there's been a big focus on this recently at the conference, even where we even had Brent Daniels come on stage. They scheduled Brent to come on stage and run through PPC. So my market specifically being a slower kind of Midwestern market where people can still find 1% rentals and other wholesalers not being sophisticated, we like to take pride in the fact that we're running quite a sophisticated system based off of pay-per-click, SEO. We'll do a little bit of pay per lead and we do cold calling also. But we're finding, I had a meeting with my pay per click provider the other day, and 46%, almost half of all impressions in real estate on Google in my market are coming from us. So we're finding the more sophisticated methods of marketing as giving us a leg up over a lot of other people that are, still trying to do things like direct mail. People are flooded by it, So we're focused on, like I said, running a sophisticated operation, which Joe has really helped us put together.
Sure, and those buyers who are contacting you from that, they're much more motivated. They're actually seeking you out as opposed to you trying to find them. So that makes a massive difference as well. The more qualified people and things you're working with too. So that's awesome. You obviously are fairly new to the Tulsa market, but you've lived there a little bit before. You may not have known that many real estate agents or real estate professionals, investors. How have you built your cash buyers list, and what advice would you give someone listening to this about how they can build a relationship with the real estate investors or the cash buyers in their particular market?
What we do is we have put a big focus recently on networking, getting out to groups, wearing, our swag around, being active on social media, and really just getting some notoriety that, hey, we're somebody that puts deals out. So that gets us in the right circles of people, the right people paying attention, the people that have got the money that are looking for these deals. So for us, for other people that are in kind of a more Midwestern market where it's very relationship based and less transactional based, then that's something that we've really found that has given us a lot of a leg up is just being present in the local investor groups and present at the meetups and, just being active and also being willing to help them when they have questions about how they're doing things also.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate what you said earlier about the ongoing trending. I'd like to talk about the conference specifically. We just got back from the annual conference in San Diego. What was your impression of that event overall? Obviously, you had a chance to hear Jerry and his wife speak at that event, and also Brent Daniels and others. What was your overall impression of the conference? What did you come away from that being most excited about for your business?
This was my second conference, the second one I've attended, and I told everybody at Joe Corporate that I bumped into that I really loved the first one I went to in 2024, but 2025 conference was another level for me. I told them they did a really good job at, while we did have group talks with people like Pace Morby, Jerry, and Brent, that when it got down to the nitty-gritty and the tactics, that they were very intentional about breaking us down into the proper groups so that the things we were learning were specific to us, and the things we were reviewing or the people that they were, having coach us were people that, because for me, I'm a one-man operation. I've got 16 deals this year already. I'm trying to figure out how do I scale? How do I start removing myself from some of these menial tasks? And they were very intentional about which groups they put me in so that I was able to get the most out of the experience.
Overall, what do you like most about being a Joe Home Buyer franchisee?
The branding is powerful because it's very clean, concise, and you can rely on it. Really, though, for me, it's the people I get to talk to. Like I said, I get to talk to people that I would have to pay a lot of money to get access to, and they're people that are as invested in the group as I am. And it's not just anybody, these are other highly successful or even not yet successful but hungry people that I get to talk to, and we'll have our zone meetings and get together and things like that. And for me, it's mostly been that I can rely on the people around me to answer questions, help me, direct me. I can ask them what they think I'm doing wrong, and they'll tell me. And it's a very transparent and vulnerable group of people. And then the training and systems that I use that I get to utilize.
That's awesome. Well, this has been a great conversation, Mark. I really appreciate taking time out of your busy day to share your story with us, how you're growing the business. What advice would you give to someone who's listening to this about why they should be a part of what Joe Homebuyer is doing? If they're already a wholesaler, they want to get into real estate, expand their business, really scale it up. What advice would you give to them about why they should join Joe?
So this is a philosophy that I've been working on this year. I've kind of talked to Jerry, Mark Stoller, and Cody about it too, where it's finding what I'm good at and doubling down on it, right? And this because there's so many systems for everything that I can automate the things that I'm not great at, and then I can double down on the things that I am good at. And like I said, I could spend 5 years learning how to do each one of these things to try to reach a mastery in it, and I don't have to do that. I just get to skip ahead of the line, you know, because a lot of people don't have the knowledge, they don't have the data that we have. So for me, like I said, my philosophy on this is that it allows me a freedom to operate because I don't have to worry about how things are done. I know how things are done, and if I just accomplish the tasks, then I just move to the next level. It almost makes a way for me to gamify things.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again, Mark, for taking the time to share your thoughts, your experiences, and your overall happiness with being a part of Joe Homebuyer. I think that's a question a lot of people that people ask is, when they're on a validation call or something, might ask the question like, if you had a choice to go back and make this decision again, would you choose to join Joe Homebuyer again, or why, or why not?
Oh, I definitely would. I definitely would. Yeah, there's no, with what I know now, there's no way I'd go. I wouldn't go back. No way.
Well, thanks again for being on the call today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, James. Good to talk to you guys. Happy to help and happy to be a part of the team.
Disclaimer. As with any business, your results may vary and will be based on your individual capacity, business experience, expertise, and level of desire. There are no guarantees concerning the level of success you may experience in this or any franchise. Each individual's success depends on his or her own background, dedication, desire, and motivation. The information presented in this podcast episode that you just listened to is intended to be for your educational and informational purposes only. We are not presenting you with a business opportunity. We are not making any claims as to income that you may earn. Before embarking on any endeavor, please use caution and seek the advice of your own personal professional advisors, including your attorney and accountant. Where income figures are mentioned, if any, those income figures are anecdotal information passed on to us concerning the results achieved by the individual sharing the information. We have performed no independent verification of the statements made by those individuals. Please do not assume that you will make those same income figures. Success in any endeavor is based upon many factors individual to you. We do not know your educational background, your skills, your prior experience, or the time you can and will devote to the endeavor. Please perform your own due diligence before embarking on any course of action. Remember, there are risks in any endeavor that are not suitable for everyone. Please understand that past performance cannot be an indication of possible future results. Any and all forward-looking statements that are presented by franchisees in these podcast episodes are intended to express their opinion of earnings potential. Again, please perform your own due diligence before embarking on any course of action. Follow the advice of your personal qualified advisors. Thank you again for taking the time to listen to this podcast episode, and we hope you've enjoyed this conversation.